Good morning, good morning. It's Jenny here from jennyhk.com and welcome wherever you're listening in from. I'm delighted you're here. Now, my message to you really is that you can design and build your own lifestyle. And this podcast focuses on the secrets of lifestyle entrepreneurs, both on my journey, and I often interview other lifestyle entrepreneurs to find out exactly how they're doing it. Now, this week I'm coming to you from Australia, where I am at the moment, and I wanted to tell you about a guy that we had the pleasure of hanging out with for the last few days in Australia. Now, his name is Mark, he's British, and he is up to extraordinary things. He is, in fact, cycling around the world for a year. Wow. When I hear that sort of thing, my ears prick up, and actually, it's no chance meeting, because only a few months ago, my six-year-old son, Zach, made his daddy solemnly promise that he would walk around England with him. Now, this particular event I have been invited to. But after that, they would cycle around the world together, which apparently something is not for mummies, so I haven't been invited to that one. But wow, there right in front of him was a man doing just that. And it was very sweet to see just how in awe Zach was of Mark, although admittedly that might be something to do with the fact that he's 6'8". A mere giant. And I was so delighted that he had the opportunity to meet him, because in his mind now, that is a reality. So if anyone was to ever tell him at any stage that it just wasn't possible to cycle around the world, then of course he knows that that isn't the case. Now, obviously I had a lot of probing questions for Mark. I wanted to understand exactly how he's managing to do this, his circumstances. So his circumstances are such that his wife is at home and sporadically comes out to meet him, and his children are 19 and 22, so they've flown the nest, and he has a business, his own business at home, and he's actually handed it over to someone else for a year. Now, I know that many of you will be thinking, well, you know, that's all right for him, but my circumstances are completely different, and I could never do that. But let me tell you, nothing is impossible. You just have to want something enough. Most people will not have the type of relationship where you would just want to leave your wife for a year, and it wouldn't be your choice. But doesn't it highlight how everyone is different and how many different ways of doing things there are? You know, my point here really is that we don't have to stick to the norm. He was saying how astounded he was by the amount of families he met doing exactly the same thing, but together. So they had youngish kids, and they were also doing the whole cycling around the world thing. Now, life is a choice. And your life is just the way it is right now because of the choices you've made to date. So if you want more purpose, more adventure, more freedom in your life, then you have to choose it. It's as simple as that. You've got to start getting creative. You've got to start allowing yourself to desire it and start tapping into the inspiration that will come your way if that desire is strong enough. The question will be, however, is whether you are awake enough, whether you're self-aware enough to both recognize it and act on it. Or will you just let fear get in the way and block any of that inspiration coming through? Our conditioned mind, and what I mean by that is really our habitual way of thinking, which has been built up over the years. And the worrying thing is that generally it's other people's habitual way of thinking that we've accepted, shuts down anything that's out of the ordinary. Now, I know I go on a lot about this, about, you know, stepping away from the masses, but it's true, that is the way you're going to live an extraordinary life. You know, when we think about how we could run our own flexible businesses, we often stumble at that first block because we just can't work out how it would look like immediately. And if we can't see a particular box that would fit us perfectly, then those dreams and thoughts are dismissed instantly. But you've got to stop doing this. If you truly want to design and build the lifestyle you want, you have to stop doing this. You're not going to be able to work it all out right now. What you need to know right now is exactly what you want, who you want to be, how you want your lifestyle to look. And only then, when you're truly emotionally involved in the idea, will the how start to show up for you. So I didn't have a clue how I was going to build my business that gave me the flexibility that I wanted when I first started on this journey. I didn't even know whether it was possible. But I got so involved in the idea that now anything else just isn't an option for me, and it drives me to go out and research and implement more and more how this is done. And it's a real evolving process. You've got to understand that when you plant a seed in your mind, that seed of desire for what it is that you want, then it takes time to cultivate it. You literally need to fertilize it by constantly drawing out the weeds that grow around it in the form of negative thinking before the idea can take roots, sprout, and grow. It doesn't happen overnight. It's not going to happen overnight. So going back to cyclist Mark, I was asking him if he thought he would be able to go back to the life and business he had when he got back. And his answer was pretty much a resounding no. Maybe not so drastically different, but he did say it would simply have to change in some respect because he's not going back the same person. He has grown and he's got a new perspective on the world and his surroundings. But that perspective would never have come if he hadn't stepped out of his comfort zone and followed his heart and pursued this passion that he had for cycling. So let yourself go this week. Really think about the choices you've made to date and the different kind of choices you could make in the future. And just allow yourself to be excited. Okay, I'll leave you with that thought, but please don't forget, if you want to learn more about how to design and build your lifestyle, then head over to my website at www.jennyhk.com, that's JennyHK.com, for your free lifestyle strategy video series, where I take you through a journey of how to design, lay the foundations, and build that lifestyle that you want. And of course, I would love to connect with you there. Until then, have a fabulous week.